Joining me in studio this morning is Toby Merritt, and also joining us over the phone is Lou Scarlett today as we talk about the upcoming Shriners Chariot Races, which will be held February 19th and 20th. Good morning, Toby. How are you doing today?
Good, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Appreciate you stepping in. And hey, Lou, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, appreciate you both taking some time with us today to talk about the Shriners Chariot Races. Toby, let's start with you. This is an annual tradition. It's a big deal. Happy to have it back in Star Valley.
Yeah, a few years ago, a couple people got together and brought it back here. It used to be in Jackson, but for several reasons, they done away with it, and so we brought it down here. And the first year it was kind of thrown together in about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and we done all right. And then last year we had a dang good job, so it was fun.
Well, of course, the whole premise behind the event is to raise money for the children of Shriners Hospitals, and that's got to have been a really cool thing to be part of over the last couple of years.
Yes, it was, and we just under $50,000 last year we gave Shriners Hospital. So, you know, it's awesome to be able to do a sport that we love and also raise money for children.
You know, Lou, let's bring you into this conversation. What's been your experience with this event, raising money for Shriners? That's got to be a cool experience to be able to give that amount of money to help those kids.
Oh, you know, it's phenomenal, Duke. The Toby and this committee that he's put together, and I'm the Shriner that's involved and got the Jackson Hole Shrine Club to come down, and we're just so appreciative to have these guys doing all this work and making this thing happen, and not to mention the competitors that put all their time and energy into it as well. And as far as the Shriners, it's just been a godsend for us. So it's been really phenomenal.
Well, as a Shriner, Lou, I'm sure you get more firsthand experience seeing the money in action, and Toby does a great job raising it, and then you get to see it actually benefit and affect the lives of these children. What's that like to be able to see this money work like that?
Well, it's very, very rewarding. I know anybody that's all been on the Shrine Bowl or whatever that's visited the kids at the hospital, it's left an impression for life. And I've got to say, I've had that same thing. It's very, very rewarding.
So Toby, let's talk more about the event itself and how the money will be raised. What happens with this race?
Yeah, so obviously in 2 weeks, the February 19th and 20th at 12 o'clock at the Cutter Track on All Red Road, we'll have Cutter races. Friday night, the 18th, we're actually having a welcoming party at the community center in Thane. We'll have the Linfords are going to play. We'll have a Calcutta, a silent auction. Just come out and have fun. It's a family event all the way across the board.
And that's open to the community. That's not just for racers or anything. That's everybody, right?
Anybody can come. Yep. And that one's for free. And then the race is, like I said, Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday night we have a banquet with Calcutta again, silent auction continued. We won't have a band that night because we have the Shrine Club from Jackson and some of the guys from Utah come up, and they kind of explain what's happened over the years with the hospital. And it's pretty interesting. People should come and hear the stats and stuff that they bring with them, what the hospital actually does. And it brings it more into perspective for everybody. The racers, even the people, the spectators that come and watch should come and enjoy it. And again, it's family oriented. There's no, you know, it's not just adults. Kids can come of all ages. Saturday night for the banquet, it's $15 to get in, and children under six are free to come in. But come have some great food. Last year it was awesome. We had brisket. It was done very well. And then again, like I said, the Calcutta, just come hang out, watch the races. We'll have a beer garden at the track, and then there'll be live Calcutta at the track as well. So, and again, all of the money that we raise goes to the Shrine Hospital.
That's fantastic. So much more than just the races on Saturday, Sunday. You've got those two events, the Friday night and the Saturday night. And of course, this is held on the Cutter Track right west of Afton, right?
Yep, down by the baseball fields down there. Come $10 to get in, and you'll, if you've never come watch the Cutter races, come. Even if you have seen them, come again. It's just fun.
Toby Merritt joining us in studio to talk about the Shriners Chariot Races happening February 19th and 20th. Lou Scarlett joining us over the phone as well this morning. Lou, as a Shriner, you tell us, for those maybe not as familiar with what the Shriners Hospitals do, that the whole theme of this race is chariots run so a child may walk. Tell us about the Shriners Hospital itself and what these funds actually do.
You bet. It's whatever the families can't, if there is insurance or something, of course, it's helpful to have that. But anything else, it's free for the kids. And that's where it's been such a benefit to the community and helped so many people.
Well, Lou, anything else about this event or Shriners Hospital in general that you'd like to mention here this morning while we have you on?
Oh, I guess I'd just like to say thanks again to all the people that helped put this thing together, because without them, we certainly couldn't raise these kind of funds and keep these hospitals going. So that's another big thanks. Thank you.
And Toby, how about you? Anything else about this event you'd like to mention?
I'd just like to add with Lou the thanks for all the businesses and the people that's donated and the committee that I work with. You know, they're all great. Jen Clutter, Jen Woody, Tommy White, they do a phenomenal job. And Tom Nelson takes the entries for the teams. We're always looking for donations. We have a Venmo account. It's at AftonShriners-ChariotRace, or an email if you want to get in touch with us, AftonShriners2020@gmail.com. Again, just thanks to everybody that donates and helps with this.
So, again, the Shriners Chariot Races, February 19th and 20th. They'll have the events Friday, Saturday. Races on Saturday, Sunday begin at 12 o'clock noon, correct?
Both days, yep.
Races begin 12 o'clock noon both days. It's Toby Merritt, Lou Scarlett this morning, and the SVI Radio Network.